It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is a show about reality television and friendship, in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Good, man. Sunday.
Fun day.
Finally moved into my new place. Like, it's good.
After having to extinguish cat piss from inside your floorboards.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on new carpeting for my room, but my room no longer smells like cat piss, which is very good.
Yeah, I think as far as room scents go, that's probably, like, if you had to choose cat piss or no cat piss, I think no cat piss is probably a better decision. I mean, it's not. It's definitely not for everyone, but
yeah,
for me personally,
maybe someone loves the smell of cat piss. Which, I mean, if your room smells like cat piss and that's what you want, it's going to stay that way for a long time. It'll take a lot to change it. So,
the more you know. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, in your new apartment, have you gotten a chance to watch Are You the One Second Chances last night?
I did in fact watch it. It took some doing, though. Actually, it didn't take some doing. It took a very short Google search, but they removed it from on demand for Xfinity,
oh.
So I can't watch it through that anymore. Oh, so right. I had to find a Daily Motion clip of it, which was in, like, 380p.
Yeah, I'm
but,
sure that was some great quality.
I don't need to see this. This is not a show that I'm like, man, I'm really missing out, not seeing this in high def.
Yeah, you can see all of Asaph's fun little hair curls. Oh, he doesn't have curly hair.
Yeah, just really see that bod a little bit better.
Yeah. So this week's episode was called, what was it called? It was called End of the Line. That's a fine title. It's kind of a nothing title, but I think it's fine. So Asaph is excited to still be in the game. He tells Kaylin that he promises not to kiss any other girls.
Oh, this
other
was
than
so
her.
Good. This whole thing with him being like, I think I might, like, I like her, and I don't want to look at any other girls. And then he just hugs her and is like, I won't kiss any other girls. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Asaph is a child, but I love him.
Yeah, he's a good boy. And then also Tori and Morgan talk about their relationship. Good for them. Happy that they're still a thing. I don't know. Then we just get straight into the mission for the week. They have to run an obstacle course, and then they have to build a bike. And then they have to ride the bike to the finish line. But the bike portion, they're like, all of the bike parts are going to be in this mud, and you have to find them and build this bike. But all of the bike stuff was, like, in bags already, so you just had to grab one of the bags. It was just, like, I felt teased, and there was no payoff. I'm just saying, do better next time. I was expecting, like, wheels and bike frames.
The show, you were like, oh, you're just going to leave me like this?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I would have loved to see them try to build a super muddy bike and then try to ride
that. I can't
believe
that show bike blocked you. Bike locked you.
But bike locked me. What? What are we doing? So Rashid and Devin do really well together on this part where they have to, like, go over a wheel in some mud. A lot of mud in this challenge. Mission, excuse me. This is not the challenge. Adam and Shanley are leading or near the lead most of the time, and then while they're building the bike, Adam says, stay calm, and Shanley says, I am calm, I'm waiting for you. I think I like Adam and Shanley as a team the most because they are, like, so opposite of each other. They're the odd couple.
Yeah, they really
they're the
are.
Odd couple of the show. Like, Adam seems, like, so gross and, like, machismo and annoying, and Shanley is just, like, the most chill, like, not understanding, but I don't know, just, like, She's very funny. I like her a lot.
And I did Adam like that Adam was trying to paint it like she was the one that was like wasn't calm. Where it's like, mm-hmm. Nah, dude, it's you.
He said he never has to build anything because he has enough money to just pay people to do that.
Oh, cool.
What a neat dude, this guy Adam.
Yeah, I don't build things. The help do that for me.
Yeah. He said it like it was a brag, but like the dude couldn't even build a bike when literally all of the pieces are there for you. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, this isn't like they're trying, like you have to make a bike out of like weird objects. Like
this isn't TJ Lavin on the beach in Survivor.
Yeah.
Like they gave you all the parts.
Oh, I'm so excited for when TJ's on Survivor and just like has a BMX bike that he made out of like bamboo that he's just gonna be like just carving up the beach doing like tail whips and what's another BMX move
the Burnquist
no he's a skateboarder
every BMX biker is like such a big fan of him they all love
Bob Burnquist.
the Burnquist is when you like throw your bike on the ground and then ride it like a skateboard for like 5 feet or so and then pick it up and continue riding.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty good move.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, so TJ on Survivor is going to be real good. Use the hashtag TJ on Survivor and then tag him. He hasn't given us any reason to not be on Survivor yet, so...
I wish he would get back to us about his intentions, though. I mean, I at least appreciate that the last MTV host that we contacted about this at least told us that he did not want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably busy, grooming himself to become the new host of Survivor. I'm still on board.
TJ is a Ryan Devlin.
Ryan Devlin. TJ will never leave the challenge.
TJ is too busy avoiding the authorities right now for all of the murders that he's committed.
Well, yeah, this season of the challenge is in Colombia, so...
I like to think that the Redemption House is one of TJ's, like, secret houses that he has that he murders people in.
There was a point where they just left they left the entire house with no cameras. Probably because that's when TJ had to do his murders. When TJ made his kill room.
TJ had to clean up his kill room, get it presentable for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then had to make a couple sacrifices. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. We're not even done with the Are You the One Second Chances yet. As much as I love the show, the title is too long. I think the title of the show should be Do You Want a Second Chance at Love with Your Partner from the show Are You the One? That would probably be a better title.
802C.
That's a pretty good one. Or just 802. 802. That's what they should call it.
802.
Brooklyn 802. Devin and Rashida overtake first place, and then they end up winning. Alicia and the event on NBC take second, and Cameron and Michaela take third. And for the third week in a row...
Alicia and the event on NBC did not take second. I thought Torgen did.
My notes might have been wrong.
Alicia and the event on NBC took second to last.
Okay, that's fine. Good for them, I guess.
No, because the whole thing when Torgen finished second was like, oh, we've got the biggest bank in the house.
They already did, though. Yeah. No,
it put them up to 75,000.
You are correct. Yes. Okay. Asaph and Kalen take last. That's the important part of this.
Surprising no one. They're nothing if not consistent.
In the house, Cameron and Michaela make out a lot, and it's gross. You know, sometimes you see people...
I mean, congrats, guys.
Yeah, oh, good job. You're doing it right. One in 50... How many people have there been? 51 perfect matches or something over... the 5 seasons of this show, and there's been like one successful couple. That's not true. There's been at least two. Them and another couple from season one who have babies now. They got married like immediately after the show, and they have babies now. I think the dude might have proposed at the reunion
because they thought they had to. They're like, "Well, we're a perfect match. It's legally required."
Yeah, they were confused about what show they were on. They're like, "It's a dating competition show. You get married at the end. Like, this is The Bachelor, yes?" And somebody said, "No," and they heard yes, and now they're married and have three beautiful children, or one beautiful child, or maybe even two beautiful children. There's only one way to find out, and that is to forget about it.
The only way to know is to not know.
Mm-hmm. Not knowing is half the battle. The other half of the battle is forgetting their names. I think their names were Amber and Doyle. That's probably not right. I think her name was Amber, and his name was
Doyle?
I don't think it's Doyle. It's probably not Doyle. I think he had a normal name. It was Crab and Goyle. That was the first couple's name.
His name was O'Doyle Rules.
I don't know why I can't think of their names. Let's just call them Crab and Goyle. They were big fans of Harry Potter growing up, so they...
Sure. Named themselves after...
They named themselves. It's like
they legally changed their names.
Their moms read them Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone when they were 6 years old or whatever, and they were like, "All right, you're 6 years old. You for real need a name." Crab was like,
frankly,
"Well, I like this crab guy."
Frankly, it's irresponsible that we haven't named you at this point.
Yeah, we just have so many other things going on. We just kind of forgot. What do you want to be called? Crab, sure. And then Goyle had the same situation, and her mom was like, "But Goyle's a boy." And she said, "Well, I don't really care. It's the 21st century."
That's how they knew to match them. That was how they were perfect matches in the first place.
Mm-hmm. It's they just match them based on their names, like the challenge same names, or almost same names. They took that route rather than actually figuring out who's good. But guess what? It worked out. Only one to have babies, probably. Anyway, so Cameron and Michaela make out. Rashida reveals that she had a sex dream about Devin.
I ship it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, good for both of them. I like both of them. And if they're happy together, I'm happy for them. Good job, guys. Asaph and Kaylin talk about something. I wrote in my notes, Asaph and Kaylin talk, and that was it. So it seemed important. That's all.
I think it was just them talking about how he needs to, like, pay attention and not be so spacey.
Yeah, that's probably a quality talk to have with that man. The event on NBC and Alicia fight. Alicia says that she wants to leave. Devin plots to keep Kaylin and Asaph around. And he tries to convince Morgan to take the money if his team is sent in. And Morgan says, if we go in, there will be a double steal. Pretty dramatic stuff. You want to talk about some wildlife shots? We had some good ones this week.
It's funny, I was paying attention to that when I was watching the challenge, but I did not even pay attention to that when I was watching, or even one, when I was watching 802.
Well, I don't know that there were any in 802, but there were a couple in the challenge. There were some seagulls.
That barn owl, though.
And there was a barn owl, which is the coolest animal in the entire
world.
It's
a very cool animal.
It's probably not the coolest animal, but it's definitely, like, top 10, I would say.
Yeah, it's an owl, so it's definitely one of the coolest animals in existence.
Yeah.
And it is notably cool for owls, which is really saying something.
Apparently they are the most populous owl of all owls in the entire world. There's more barn owls than any other owl.
Okay.
Which I did not realize. I thought, I don't know what kind of owl I thought was a bigger species,
it's
but
like a regular owl.
Yeah, you know the owl, regular owl.
Yeah, original recipe owl.
The original recipe hour. I thought that was the biggest owl, but apparently not. It's the barn owl. They are able to hunt exclusively by sound. I think that's pretty neat.
That's
some neat
cool.
shit. What else? They generally mate for life, but there have been reports of males having more than one mate. So, you know.
These owls ain't loyal.
males attract their mate by doing something called moth flight, wherein they will hover slightly for a few seconds in front of their mate with their feet dangling.
Hell yeah.
It's a good move, honestly. You ever been at the bar?
I'm getting just, wet just thinking about it.
Standing there and looking at somebody and like, look at me hovering.
To be fair,
David Blaine met his wife also.
I was going to say, to be fair, if you did walk up to a girl and hover in front of her, I mean, chances are that would be creepy to anyone, but...
Second chances.
I could see it being very impressive.
It's impressive. Smooth? Sexy? Eh, maybe if you're a barn owl. Speaking of barn owls, here's a direct quote from allaboutbirds.org.
From a barn owl.
barn owls are difficult to count because they are nocturnal and secretive. you said earlier...
they're secretive because the guys are having all these affairs, apparently.
That's a good point. You said earlier a direct quote from a barn owl. Would you be interested in hearing what that might sound like?
Sure. Hell yeah.
It just screeches.
Love it. I want a barn... I would want some sort of owl as a pet, period. But a barn owl,
no.
I would not be opposed to.
I would not. Owls are, like, weirdly aggressive and mean a lot of the time.
No, but they're real cool.
I mean, they look cool. I would want an owl... what's it called when you kill an animal and then pack it with stuff and...
Oh, like a taxidermy.
I would want
owl.
A taxidermied owl.
Oh, I'm okay, cool. Yeah, that's neat that you want to fucking murder an owl, TJ.
There's so many
Lavin.
Of them. We don't. TJ Lavin exclusively murders.
Sorry that
I
respect
humans.
Owls and just want to be friends with them.
I'm afraid of them. That's the issue. And they can't hurt me if they're dead. Kill all owls. Hashtag kill all owls. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Oh,
I love owls.
Yeah. Please
I
don't.
I think they're really cool. Owls are up there for me with bison and the American bison and turtles as
oh,
favorite
I love,
animals
dude,
for me.
I love turtles.
I like turtles.
Yeah,
classic video.
Classic video. Remember
right,
the Numa Numa guy?
Oh my god! I could have gone the rest of my life not knowing about or forgetting about the Numa Numa guy. I should say.
Star Wars kid.
Star Wars kid's like the original video.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there was some good vids on the old YouTube.
Yeah, well, albino whatever. Black sheep. Or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man, the internet was so good 15 years ago.
No, it was fucking terrible.
It was real bad.
But it was pure.
It was purely a terrible place.
It's true.
I miss Neopets. I miss addictinggames.com, which I know that still exists, but it's not the same anymore.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where going to addictinggames.com was like a regular thing for me.
Do you remember that game that was really popular when we were in high school called Line Rider or something like that?
Yes, I do.
You would like draw a track for a little character and he would go down it on a sled. Man, that game was awesome. That game was so much fun. I took a CAD class senior year, and that's literally all we did ever was play that game.
I think a lot of the people that have good ideas for stuff like that aren't making flash games anymore. They're trying to make indie games.
Well, I mean, that's probably better for them and also the consumer.
Yeah, it's better for everybody.
Man, whatever happened to Flash?
If it came obsolete.
Tell me. All right, do you want to get into the choice, or do you want to keep being nostalgic about...
Let's see what this choice... Let's hear about this choice.
All right, so Kurama checks in with everybody. He asks the event on NBC how he's doing, and he tells Alicia, "We're this far because of your brain and how smart you are." Those are the, same thing.
Because of, like, your brain and how you know things, and... Say good smart.
You're a very smart person, and also you have got a brain. So got one up on me on that one. I don't think I like him. The event on NBC.
No, I mean I don't know that I dislike him, but I definitely don't like him.
Yeah. So they vote in Tori and Morgan. No big surprise there. Devin tries to convince them to steal by pointing out that the money they could win right now would probably be more than the money they would win in the final. And Tori promises to share with Morgan, and Morgan says he believes her 98%. And then they make their choice. Tori chooses to share. Morgan chooses to share. It's fine. Good for them. I'm happy for them. But, like, it's Tori versus Devin at this point, and I want to see Devin win.
Agreed.
So, if we can get Tori out, then smooth sailing. Which means... Kaelin and Aesop are finally out of the game.
I mean, look, it had to happen. It was going to happen eventually.
I would have loved if they were sent in, or if they took last place every mission, and the people that went into the choice just chose to steal every single time.
That would be
and they ended up winning. Or if, like, if every week they double stole, so their bank became like $800,000.
Yeah. They are prospering by losing every week.
Yeah. Well, Devin's first season of the challenge, he and Cheyenne pulled the white skull or whatever every single week that they were up for elimination, so they never had to go
amazing.
Into elimination.
That's still one of the best reality show things I've ever seen.
Yeah. So, during their exit interview, Aesop says that he doesn't want to leave yet and takes the boom mic with him. I love him so much.
He's such a weirdo. I love that guy.
He's so nice. All right. So that was Are You the One? Second Chances. Episode, was that five? Five more. You ready?
Yeah, we're halfway through.
Also, we can use Karamo in our Survivor fantasy game when we play that. He was on a season of The Challenge, so we can use him in that thing. I don't think we can use any of our other hosts, but we can use him. We can use Kid Rock. We can use Cliff Robinson. There's just a lot of people. I've been thinking a lot about who we're going to have on there and how we're going to do it. And I think that the best way to do it is by, like, schoolyard pick, and we just pick from whoever we want. But that's pretty far down the line still, and I'm just excited about it. I played a game the other day. And Julia won. Do you remember Julia?
Yes, Julia was good.
Yeah, she won against... I think Chase and Jason was in the final three, and one other person. And Julia ended up winning, and I was very happy for her.
Dang,
that's
Chase
the end of that.
And Jason.
I know. He was doing real well. So Are You the One? Second Chances over for this week. But Thomas, did you watch The Challenge? Dirty 30 last night?
Yeah, I did.
I almost forgot what the subtitle was. I guess they're just calling it Dirty 30. They're not saying XXX every time.
Before we go into XXX, real quick.
Dirty 30, yeah.
Because the one time that I accidentally called it Triple H, because Survivor Triple H is going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was playing a game of Overwatch the other day, and one...
Because you're a fucking nerd.
I mean, look, it's a very popular game. I don't know that I would... say I'm a nerd for playing Overwatch, but somebody's gamer tag was Triple H is my dad. That is what their Xbox Live gamer tag was, and
yeah, it was probably Shane McMahon.
It's one of the fun. Well, it's one of the funniest things I have seen.
That's pretty good.
There was also a very good gamer tag that was just "Girl, you cute." Girl, you cute.
That's Aesop, I think.
Yep.
What's your name on Overwatch so people can play with you?
My gamer tag is the same as my Twitter name, just with no underscores. It's Tom Not Tom.
Nice. Okay. Well, if I ever get that game and the...
You can join the elite squad of me and my friends Brian and Hamad. And we mentioned Squid Dad on a previous episode. Eventual guest Squid Dad is also a part of the crew.
We talked about getting him on. Hopefully for the Triple H premiere, we'll have him.
Yep, for the Survivor Triple H is my dad premiere.
Dirty 30. This week's episode was called "Shots Fired." Again, kind of a nothing title, you know. Not much going on there. But also, it's fine. It's nothing. No badness. So we start off in Redemption House, and TJ shows up, and Devin says, "I have never been happy to see you, my friend." And then he tells them that they'll get a chance to get back in the game. They don't know how or when, but it will come. Just don't, you know, get in a huge fight and be kicked off the show again. Like, that's the only thing you have to do.
It was really fortuitous that he said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, don't get in a fight and get kicked off. Or if, like, someone does assault you, like, don't do... After you defend yourself, don't further do something that would get you kicked off. I don't even know why I'm saying it, but...
It's just kind of spilling out. I don't know, like, what might happen, you know? Just, like, chill. Just be chill, you guys. Write some shitty raps. Drink a lot. And play like tic tac toe or whatever.
Have your Tuesday teenies.
Have your Tuesday teenies.
I was
this
so
is really
into that.
Tuesday teeny house.
I was so into the Tuesday teeny.
It's very good. I like part of me. It's the same thing with Ponderosa on Survivor. It's like I kind of just want to hang out in this like low pressure household.
Love
and
it.
Still be
love
you know,
these guys
there.
Just hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah. So TJ tells them that they'll be. They'll eventually get to get back in the game. So that's very good stuff. And then CT shows up in the main house and he says, "You think some custom agent is going to keep me from defending my title?" That was pretty good. That was a pretty good quote. Also, like, I don't know if he is considered the most recent champion, though, because Darrell won Champs versus Pros, so wouldn't he... be considered
that's considered in the main canon of
that's
challenge.
Like winning the MVP award at the Celebrity All-Star Game for All-Star Weekend in the NBA.
No, it's the same way I guess it's the same way that yeah like if you were you wouldn't be like I gotta defend my MVP my All-Star MVP you know like it's like you know you wouldn't
although
be like,
I mean like Win Butler, you know, every year, MVP of the All-Star Celebrity Game.
He actually didn't win it 2 years ago. He just won it this last year.
Oh, I thought he won it 2 years in a row, like 3 or 4 years ago.
No, well, he just won it. This time was the first time. Or wait, no, he did win it the year before that, because that was when Sage Steele cut him off when he was trying to say something political.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Have you listened to the new Arcade Fire at all?
No, I've heard mostly bad things about it, so I'm okay.
I listened to like the first two tracks, and then I got distracted doing something else, and never got back into it.
No, I was actually listening. I was actually listening to The Suburbs recently, which is still good.
Yeah. I want to not enjoy their music as much as I do.
No, it's good. Their first three albums, especially, are very good.
Yeah. They just seem so into themselves. They're so DIY.
It's like they hang tin cans.
We don't need to explain what that's about.
No, never.
Jonald calls CT a legit game changer. Jonald, wrong show, buddy. If he was a legit game changer, he would have been on Survivor. Game changes.
A legit... Pro game changer hashtag girl boss.
Why do you bring that show up?
Look, you, when you're just going out and you're adulting like a hashtag girl
adulting.
Boss.
also Brianna appears. she's in the game now because Ashley left last episode. Kayla says that she never got closure with Corey. And then they show a brief clip of everybody who Corey has hooked up with in his previous seasons. And in the background of a clip from Bloodlines was our boy Mitch.
Yeah!
Previous and probably no longer listener of this show, Mitch.
That was a very welcome Mitch cameo.
Yeah, I was really excited. In my notes, I just wrote, Mitch! An exclamation point. I very rarely use punctuation when I make taking like, notes on these shows.
For
but
the
I did
last
for this
season
time.
Of Lost, that photo that Gabe made for Video Gum, that was just like, what? Boone!
Oh, man, I missed that show, too. So many good shows in the world and in history. That's another mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s thing that I loved.
You know, I feel like we just haven't talked about Lost enough on this podcast.
We really should. We should probably just transition into watching Lost every week. Fuck Survivor Triple H. We're not covering it this year. We'll be back for Ghost Island. In the meantime, the real Ghost Island.
Guys, where are we? Not
Ghost
watching
Island.
Survivor Triple H.
Yeah, fuck that season. It's probably going to be fine. It's probably going to be a nothing season. It's probably going to be the worst season we've watched since covering Survivor. Or since this show started, I should say. What seasons have we done? Second Chance?
They've all been pretty decent. We did Second Chances. We did...
Millennials versus Gen X.
Quran.
Oh, Quran. I forgot about that one. Yeah,
and,
I guess.
Yeah, then Millennials versus Gen X and Game Changers.
Game Changers. Not Ghost Island. Ghost Island's probably going to be the greatest television season of any show ever.
It's true.
Triple H is probably going to be not great. They probably came up with the great idea of Ghost Island and then were like, oh, fuck, we can't do that yet. We need to do something in the meantime. We can't have a game-changing season right after Game Changes.
Yeah, we got. They have to go by the book this time.
Yeah, God, I'm not looking forward to it. I saw the cast of Ghost Island leaked, and the oldest person on the cast is 41 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very young cast.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, Millennials versus Gen X too. They're all millennials this time. Millennials versus other millennials.
Millennials versus Gen X, but, like, the Gen X is singular.
Yeah, millennials versus one guy. Millennials versus New York Times reporters. So, Mitch was in this episode.
The next thing millennials are ruining, Survivor.
No, millennials, as a millennial who loves Survivor,
millennials are killing
back.
Survivor.
Jeff Probst, every millennial's dad.
It's true. So they're doing the challenge on the challenge.
They're doing the challenge. Before we can't get into the challenge just yet. We first have to say Derek H says that he came here to win with Tori, and he says you go for the girls, I go for the guys, and Tori says and then we make a baby, and Derek says if we win, we make a baby. If that baby isn't named TJ,
yeah,
it fucked up.
Or Ryan Devlin.
True, because they both...
I named you after the two bravest men I knew.
TJ Levin, Ryan Devlin,
TJ
Henry.
Ryan Devlin, whatever the last name is.
Henry. Derek Henry.
Yeah,
basketball
TJ Ryan
for
Devlin, Henry.
North Carolina or something. Winthrop.
No, for the Winthrop Eagles, yeah.
Yeah. How could you forget that? Oh, also Corey and Camilla sneak off to the beach to fuck. Nice.
This was after he made out with Anissa.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Corey's
good job,
just
Corey.
Corey's just hooking up with everybody that he's hooked up with.
Yeah, except for Kayla. Kayla's still got some scar tissue. Kayla's
very annoyed, and also is very annoyed. Immediately, like it's like, oh, cool. So he's just gonna hook up with everybody again.
Yeah. You didn't see in the first episode. You didn't end up watching the first episode, did you?
No.
So they. Everybody that Corey has hooked up with, or these three, were saying, like, I don't know, comparing their sexual escapades with him. And Anissa said, I was the first one on that dick, so I'm not a slut. Which, one, not a great thing to say. Two, incorrect. You're not even the first person he hooked up with on an MTV show. You're not even the second person he hooked up with on an MTV show.
Corey was a virgin heading into the challenge. He had promised himself, he had a promise ring.
Yeah.
He broke that promise.
He was like, I promise to never have sex until I'm on the challenge. And now he can't stop. Always with the sex. Also, somebody said he has a small dick, which I choose to believe. I don't know why it matters, but I think that would be really funny.
He's got like a Terrence Howard micro penis.
Does Terrence Howard have a micro penis?
Oh, you bet your ass he does.
I bet my micro ass. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he was naked for some scene in a movie, and yeah, it's...
So was his real life dick?
It's not big.
He's the opposite of the Green Goblin.
What?
You know,
Willem Dafoe? Does Willem Dafoe have a giant dick?
Yeah. Willem Dafoe's got a gigantic dick.
Dang.
For real.
All right.
It's been...
See, I feel like Michael Fassbender's my go-to for, like, actors with big dicks, but... Willem Dafoe, all right.
Willem Dafoe, yeah. And is that at all surprising?
It's a very sinisterly large dick.
Yeah. Like painfully large.
He's gonna kill me with that thing.
Honestly, yeah. It's real big. Look it up. Let's talk about the challenge. They 12 people hang
over. Imagine explaining to my future employer, like, why were you looking this up at work? Like, I had to know, okay? It was eating at me.
I want to put his big balls in my mouth.
Yeah. And I'm like,
that's a reference to a conversation we're not recording.
I'm just going to put a pin in this conversation really quick. I just got to go put some balls in my mouth. I'm just going to go suck on some balls. Then I pull out a ball squirana, and I'm like, got to recite the ball's battle cry first, though.
Which is what again?
I'm not. Look, I'm gonna bring it up. When I find it again, we'll come back to the ball's battle cry, because I do actually want to read it on the podcast.
Okay, so 12 people are hanging over the water while the other 12 fire tomatoes at them. Also, the platform, like, slowly leans forward, so it's harder to stay on.
What do you think the URL for the Balls website is, Jake?
Balls.com?
Yep, it's exactly what you would think. Balls.com.
Yeah.
All right, here's the Balls battle cry.
Okay.
Balls is an ultra-caffeinated soda, so delish that you wish it flowed from your faucet instead of water. Balls keeps your wits about
that.
You.
Sorry, yeah, I'm going to pause you real quick. No, that would be bad. That would be really awful.
You fucking Mr. Deeds drinking fountain.
I can't water my plants
with balls.
With balls
coming out of it.
Okay.
Showering in balls. Like, I hate this. I'm so sticky.
This is so bad.
Balls keeps your wits about you during your final boss fight, gets your term paper done by sunrise, and makes fatigue cower in fear. But it's no energy drink. Balls is a crisp, super-caffeinated soda infused with the naturally energizing guarana berry, giving balls its unique flavor. Balls guarana, break from the norm. That, my friends, was the balls battle cry.
You gotta say that every time you open a can of balls.
Yeah, if you open a can or bottle of balls guarana, you must recite this, otherwise it will taste bad.
Yeah, and that's why people think it tastes bad, because they're not doing the balls battle cry.
Yeah, they're not using the product in the way it was intended.
Yeah, if you do the battle cry, you're, one, ready for battle, and that battle is drinking a balls energy drink. Excuse me, a balls high caffeinated soda. So anyway, some people didn't have a balls energy drink before this challenge. So, the bottom four of each heat are losers, the top four are winners. In the first heat, the four losers are Derek H., which is our Derek, Jemmy, Corey, and Veronica. The winners are Nelson.
Did you describe what this challenge was?
Yeah. They threw tomatoes at each other.
Okay, yeah, but they were, like, sitting on a thing, too.
Yeah, I already said that part. You were looking up balls while I was explaining that.
I was, yeah, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
You were Googling Willem Dafoe's balls.
I was just thinking
balls about
balls. I love balls. Like, what is it with the smut that keeps coming up? Sometimes I love balls, B-A-W-L-S, and it's like, Google's like, do you mean I love balls, B-A-L-L-S?
Yes, that's exactly what I meant, Google. Thank you for your help. I misspelled the word balls.
I'm not gay, Google. You homo!
You have to write in parentheses, no homo, whenever you look
Balls,
up Balls.
I believe actually Balls' tagline is no homo.
I'm just curious. I want to see some balls, but not in, like, a gay way. So...
Whoa, man, nice balls there. Yeah. Why you asking? Oh, no, man, no homo.
No homo. I just, you know, I like to give compliments to balls. I want to put those balls in my mouth.
Hey, can I put those balls in my mouth?
If you only have one tablespoon of balls, then it's just putting a ball in your mouth.
Yeah. Just one ball.
Just one ball, please. Yeah, what would you like to drink with your hamburger? One ball, please.
I'll have one ball, please.
I can't believe that balls is still a thing. Like,
not only does it still exist, there's like a bunch of flavors of it. Like, they've expanded, if anything.
Well, you gotta. In this
These
market.
Are some engorged balls.
That's what you call the tall boy balls cans. Engorged balls.
These are some very awful. Full balls. This is a full. There's a full load in this bad boy.
I'm gonna drain these balls.
Also the fact that the ball's original bottle is blue. Can I get blue balls?
That didn't even dawn on me. Yes, it is, isn't it? Ah, that's clever.
Some blue balls?
Yeah. Sorry, we've only got the white ones right now. They discontinued the blue. They were tired of everybody's balls jokes.
They could have just renamed
their product, but they decided to change the color.
I'll have the ginger balls.
That's my favorite Christmas time treat.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the Murray Hewitt endorsed balls.
Okay.
God.
So people who did drain some balls before this challenge were Nelson.
Hell yeah.
Derek K, a.k.a. DK, who I think from now on we should call Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Nicole and Cara Maria. The losers for the second heat are Jenna, Leroy, Brittany, and Dario.
I really enjoyed just talking about like what was going on with the challenge. CT kept accidentally hitting Cara Maria, and there was a great way to him just laughing and being like, I really wasn't trying to hit her. Like, it just kept drifting left.
Yeah.
And also, people hit Tori like a million times and hit her in the vagina multiple times with Rotten Tomatoes.
She's not going to be able to have Ryan Devlin, TJ Lavin, Henry now.
Yeah, it looked like she was going to murder someone.
Mm.
She had a very TJ look in her eyes.
Speaking of Junior Henry, you didn't see the first episode. They showed like a preview for what's coming up this season. Sounds like somebody might be getting pregnant, and it sounds like that somebody might be Tori Deal. I forgot her last
name
for a second, but I remembered, yeah. Somebody says, I think Kara says at one point, it's not my fault, you don't know how to use a condom. Which is a good quote. So I'm looking at my window right now, and I think there might be a UFO flying by. It's like this big white square.
Truth is out there, my guy. I want to believe.
It looks like a banner that's flown behind a plane. Like, for advertising reasons, but I don't see a plane anywhere,
and the banner says, definitely not aliens.
Yeah, we're not aliens, don't even look us up. Huh, I wonder what that is. It looks like it could be a blimp, but it's not the right shape. Huh, well, you know, if you find out that a UFO was flying through Chicago today...
Yeah, if it's on like, record. The local news... A UFO flew over Chicago today.
I mean, like, I assume you follow UFO forums and stuff on the internet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if you see this one pop up, it's white and it's, like, kind of rectangular and it, like, slopes down near the end. So if we get, you know, Independence Day'd, I hope this episode goes up before that happens so people will know that I was the first one to call this UFO out. Anyway, so Jonald and CT are the last remaining guys for the second heat, so they win for the boys. And TJ announces, we have our winners. So Anissa grabs the rope that was meant to help you onto the platform, but the women are still competing. So she is DQ'd, and the winners are Tori and Camilla.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing.
That Anissa was DQ'd?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was upsetting for her. I don't know. I've never been a huge Anissa fan, so I don't really care.
I picked her to win this season, so.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess I'm rooting against her then. I'm rooting for...
Yeah, you picked Tori, right?
I'm rooting for our good-looking Are You the One friends, Tori Deal and Derrick Henry of the Winthrop Eagles. I want to see them have a baby.
Who did I pick for the men to win? Did I pick CT?
I think you picked CT, yeah. And then he didn't show up for episode one.
Well, he showed up for episode two.
That he did. So the winners all get to vote who goes into the elimination. And then they go back in the house, and everybody wants to vote in Corey. And then we go over to the Redemption House, and Simone is very mad at Shane and LaToya for not helping her with her hair. And they get into this big argument, and the cameras eventually leave for the night, and then things escalate, and we just get the story told from talking heads of people in the Redemption House. Shane apparently slapped Simone twice in the face, and then Simone dug her nails into Shane's face, so Shane, of course, is forced to leave, unfortunately. And the next morning, Simone is also forced to leave.
Yes, because Simone also, after this happened, if she had just dug her nails in, like, I think she would have been able to stay. Because she was, you know, that was in response to getting slapped twice. Yeah. She also took an empty champagne bottle and broke it and, like, wielding it.
Oh, she was wielding it. I guess I missed that part. I was very confused, like, why the bottle was such a big deal. Like, this can't be the first time that a bottle has broken on a show like this. But, yeah, if she was wielding it like a weapon, I can understand where they're coming from then.
Yeah.
So back in the main house, the winners all talk about who they want to vote for. Camilla defends Corey, which upsets CT and Donkey Kong. Then they go into nominations. They all vote for Brianna for the girls. And then the first vote for the guys goes to Corey. Nelson votes for Ammo because he is friends with Corey. Camilla is initially peer pressured into voting for Corey, but TJ tells her that it doesn't have to be a unanimous decision, so she votes for Hunter. And then everybody else votes for Corey. I don't think Camilla is good at this game.
No.
Just overall.
She's won before, hasn't she?
She won when Jonald was her partner. That's the only time she's won.
The thing is, yeah, this part of the game I don't think she's very good at, but she's actually pretty decent at challenges.
Yeah, that's fair. But, yeah, the political part, she's not great at. But she's very good at getting camera time, so they keep her around. And I am kind of tired of her. You know, she supposedly retired after, like, Bloodlines or something, and then came back immediately the next season. She, like, didn't even take one season off.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the end of the episode. They don't do the elimination, but they will. So it's Corey against somebody who lost the challenge, and Brianna versus somebody who lost the challenge. You want to get into points?
Sure.
All right, so you won 4 points this week.
Yeah.
Kara and CT won the challenge. CT showed up, and you also... Oh, Veronica lost the challenge. I won a point because Jemmy lost the challenge. I won another point because Tori won the challenge. But then I lost 1 point because Dario, who I said would win the challenge, lost. So I'm at 1 point now.
What's the scoreboard looking like right now?
So you got a four points on your scoreboard, and I've got a 1 point on.
Oh yeah,
my
we
scoreboard.
Both had 0 points last week, didn't
yeah.
we?
I won 2 points and then immediately lost 2 points.
You gotta stop losing these points, man.
I know.
Man, I almost had a clean sweep. I almost got everything correct.
Just about. Yeah, I mean, we're two episodes in, and we're still not sure how the elimination process is going to work. So that's going to be a doozy, but, you know, we'll see what happens next week on The Challenge. Triple X, Dirty 30. Oh, that's the tagline for this season. Oh.
So do we want to pick for next week?
Yeah, let's predict some people. You've still got CT and Anissa winning the whole thing. I've got new power couple, Derek H. and Tori. Who do you think is going to win this next challenge or be in the batch of winners, I guess?
Do we want to pick for elimination, like who gets eliminated?
Oh, yeah, we might as well do that. Yeah, we'll do that. Let's do that after we... Yeah, let's do that now because that'll happen before the challenge.
So who all is eligible?
So Corey,
I think they're gonna have to vote in one person from the bottom, right?
I don't think it's voting. I think it's a luck of the draw type situation. So it's Corey and Brianna are definitely in, and then where is it? And then the other people going in could be Derek H, Jemmy, Veronica, Jenna, Leroy, Brittany, and Dario.
And Dario, yeah. I'm going to say, controversial, that Derek H. is going to be eliminated.
You think Derek H. will be eliminated? That will be so upsetting to me. One, because I want him to win, and two, because he lost his season of the or of Are You the One. He was out the first week of Are You the One Second Chances.
Yep.
And now he is potentially out the first elimination of this show. I don't think Derek H. will be going home. I think Dario will be going home. Okay. Who, for the ladies, do you think is going to go?
I think that Jemmy will be going home.
I think it will be Brittany. All right. Who do you think will win the following challenge? The main challenge, not the elimination challenge.
I'm going to say
that was obvious, but
I'm going to say CT, and I am going to say Cara Maria. I'm riding it. I'm sticking with it.
It's not a bad strategy. I will say Donkey Kong and Tori. Tori's been doing really well, so
sure.
She's got my vote. Who do you think is going to be in the losers bracket? Not bracket. Pool. Who do you think is going to be in the loser's pool for the next challenge?
I think that Ammo is going to be in the loser's pool, and I think that... I'll say Veronica again.
Okay, good call.
Wait, no. Nicole.
Oh, she won this last one, but we'll see. Since you dropped Veronica for the losers, I'm going to pick her up. And I'm going to also say, let's see, I'm looking at the cast list right now. Who for the boys do I not have faith in? I don't know, everybody's pretty strong. I'm going to say Jonald. You know what? I'm going out.
Wow,
right. Yeah. Who do you think will be voted in, though? One boy, one girl. Fight to the death.
I'm going to say Jonald gets voted in, and I'm going to say Camilla gets voted in.
I'm going to say Ammo gets voted in, and Jenna gets voted in. Do you have any other predictions for this upcoming week?
I predict that Darrell is going to get sent from the Redemption House to get some redemption.
You think he's going to get back in the game?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't think anything's
happening. But I think it'll probably be at, like, the end of the episode.
I don't think anything's happening with the Redemption House just yet. I think we're going to have to wait a few more episodes before that happens. I am going to predict that Corey and Kayla hook up. Oh, man. What? Like, everybody that Corey's had a fling with is on this season, except for Cheyenne, who is the only one I care about.
Yep. That would be especially scandalous if he had a thing with her, because she isn't she married now?
She's got a baby. I don't know if she's married to the dad, though. Because I don't remember her proposing to me, so, like, she's probably not married.
I don't see a ring.
I don't see a ring on these fingers. No, no ring, no fling. That's my,
He's always saying it.
Yeah, that's what I always say. All right, so there's all of our predictions for the next episode. Use that hashtag, we mentioned it earlier, TJ on Survivor. We're going to see that BeachMX boy on the beach in Fiji?
Fiji.
Probably still. They love Fiji. Yeah.
You know what the M in BeachMX stands for?
Man. Stupid. Just stupid. What about Twitter? We have a Twitter. It's called DYWSLN. I have a Twitter. It's called Jake Scheidel. That's my name.
My Twitter is called Tom Not Tom.
That's your name. You have a weird last name. It's weird how your last name contradicts your first name. You can like us on Facebook if you want. I don't know the last time I looked at that. We also have an email. DidYouWatchLastNight@gmail.com. Let us know what you would name Toria and Derek's baby. Because I think right now, TJ Lavin, Ryan Devlin, Henry is a pretty good name. But if you got something better, you know, let us know. That's our email. DidYouWatchLastNight@gmail.com. Sign your email, your pal Jeff Probst. I think Jeff Probst would be a pretty good name. Jeff, middle name Probst, Henry. That's good, right?
I love it.
Review us on iTunes. You know how it works. 5 stars for
five
that.
5 stars.
And Thomas, you got mad at me last week for saying the first part of the closing line. Do you want to do that one now? Or
have a great summer.
Deuces.
The hangman is in hanging, and they put you on. not again.